You're listening to the Cosmic Valkyrie podcast. I'm your host, Lynn Louise. My dharma is to help you completely let go of those limiting beliefs formed from your past trauma so that you can step into the power of possibility. My Evolution 10X method will help you connect with your inner wisdom and trust, moving you from a hobbyist of your own life into a focused visionary so you can manifest the life that you've always desired. I blend subconscious reprogramming, awareness, and interpretation to help you ascend and align with your higher purpose and your higher self. Here you will integrate with your cosmic consciousness to create the expansion and success you came to Earth to experience. Before we get started, just let me state my standard disclaimer that all the answers on this podcast and in general are for informational and educational purposes only, and in no way a substitute for individual medical or mental health advice. Hey y'all, welcome back to another conversation with Simone today, our Cosmic Conversations. We host these on YouTube, but I decided that I want to start sharing them here on a regular basis. They're not consistent, so you'll see some of them on YouTube, but we really don't put them out every week. So I thought, what a great opportunity to share them with my audience here. So go ahead and take a listen. And then if you want, go subscribe on YouTube. It's Cosmic Conversations with Simone and Lilu. And the most adorable part of the entire show is the introduction that is sung by her 4-year-old daughter. So enjoy. Woo-wee. I was like, I'm going to go get myself some water. But then I decided to pour a fake margarita. Oh. Notice I did not say mock margarita, because it's not a mock. It's made with vodka.
Very cool.
I don't have any tequila, but I bought this Dan Aykroyd vodka, and I thought it was tequila for a while, and it's in a skull.
And oh, I was yes. Like,
I'm going to make us a margarita. And then I made one day, and I was like, wow, this is the smoothest tequila I've ever had. And I was like, that's not tequila. That's vodka. And I was like, oh, well, it's good.
Does it work? It works well with
it. It's really smooth. It's delightful. It's like, I hate vodka. And it's actually good because it doesn't have that nastiness vodka has. It's very delightful. So, yeah. So I was like, wait, I need to make myself a beverage. If we're having cosmic conversation.
Yeah.
You want to have cosmic conversation. Should I stream this into Badass or my profile?
Yeah, whichever.
Let's do the profile, man. Let's just do cosmic conversations on profile. So this is totally, well, not impromptu, but, you know, we roll. Yeah, I got to get rid of this pop-up. If anyone out there in internet land knows how to finally get rid of this pop-up, I have been struggling with it forever. No.
What pop-up? Is it a security pop-up?
McAfee or whatever.
Oh, McPhee, yes.
And I've done the PC app block. I've done everything that I know how. I'm going to have to take it in. And you know how it's like, it comes up at the most inopportune times. When I'm sharing my screen or something, it will be like, boop, and I'm wondering, can they see that? Because that's kind of annoying.
maybe. Who knows these days, right?
I've been really, really hard at work, y'all. Outside watching my husband work. It's been a strenuous day.
I will say, it's been some progress.
What'd you say?
There's been some progress, so it must be working, right? Like it must really
Yeah,
help.
our back patio. Well, I do all the lawn work, but he's been helping me. Like, we put up an extension. The one side of our deck is finished, but we're putting up like doors and stuff on it because I love the southern style patios. So it's called bricolage. We do bricolage out there, and it's coming together. It's coming together.
Nice. Nice.
What would you like to talk about on Cosmic Conversations today?
Well, there's actually a lot of things that we can talk about, right? But because it is the new moon, black moon eclipse, like because of all that energy, I kind of figured we'd start there, you know? And then obviously, like most conversations, it just goes where it goes.
We'll just pull shit out of our ass as we go along.
Like, oh, yeah, go.
I had to put my braces back in, y'all, and they're making me lisp like nobody's business. So just bear with me.
But you know, like this cosmic event, because that's what it is, right? Like this cosmic event is it is a big one. And I feel like
I have
I
to put my
don't
stone in my bras.
know.
I need to get tapped into this conversation. It is a big one. And you know what? This one is incredibly rare. Like we always say, like all we love to say, this is a really powerful one. And this eclipse season is going to be like no other. And it's absolutely true. Each one is very individual. But this black moon and the amount of time that it took after the black moon for Mercury to go retrograde was like, snap your fingers, blink your eyes. It's like that fast. The intensity and the buildup to this one.
Yeah, there was a lot happening beforehand, right? Like, and even like the day before, I felt so fatigued. Now, I hadn't slept any less than normal. Do you know what I mean? But I napped. I had to take a break. I could not stay awake physically.
I would pick my husband up at work and he'd be like, "How you doing?" And I'm like, "I'm tired." He's like, "You look exhausted." And I literally was like, my ass was dragging and I was like yawning. And you could tell, like, just by looking at me, we would go eat dinner. And I'm like, "Dude, I gotta go to bed." I'm like, I not even like go to bed, go to sleep, but I'm like, I just gotta go chill. I'm like, oh. I was like crazy sleepy.
Yeah, like just little subtle things like that that most people and my old self would never have paid attention to. You know, oh, I was just tired, but not looked at what's really going on for this tiredness to come in all of a sudden. Do you know what I mean? Like things like that, I think are really worth paying attention to.
And you know, remember on our last Cosmic Conversation, those of you that haven't heard it, it's on my iTunes. I haven't loaded it to, I mean, it's not on iTunes yet. I don't think, I don't know, maybe I can't remember. I can't keep things straight, but I do know it's on my podcast a couple episodes back. But remember when we were talking about all the like hardcore limiting beliefs that were surfacing and like all that crazy ancestral energy and stuff that I was experiencing last night. The eclipse happened during the night here. I woke up to you saying, "Happy lunar, like solar eclipse." And I was like, "Oh,
Yeah,
yeah,
eclipse time.
I moved it because I was sleeping." But I would wake up periodically in the middle of the night going, "Oh shit, do I need to do this to make my business work? Like, am I not doing something right?" And as like that, I would wake up and that would be the immediate energy. Like, you have to do something more to make the money that you want. You have to keep doing things. And I was like, "Oh my God, stop it." It was the worst feeling. And I would have that probably 3 or 4 times during the night. And then when I finally woke up in the morning, I was like, "Oh, I feel light and airy. My life is all turned around and everything's puppies and rainbows again."
But isn't that like dream time is an amazing time for like just clearing out things that you know, those beliefs and stuff, like it's amazing what we can clear in our dream time. Like we think we're asleep, but we're more powerful and amped up than anything, you know,
A
energetically
slayer.
speaking.
Did you wake up feeling refreshed, like in a different energy today?
Okay, so I had a nightmare last night, and you know me, like I don't watch scary movies. I don't listen to if it's someone intentionally hurting someone, I have a lot of trouble with that. Like I have a
Did
lot of
it
trouble
have
with the
something to do
psychosis.
with me telling you about that documentary I watched?
Okay, maybe. Okay, so what? Okay, let me just. I remember it clear as day. We were down this. It was like we were in a forest. Rob, myself, and we had one of the girls, but I can't tell which one it was. And we had a cart, and there was someone else that was another woman to the right, walking down this like massive pine forest, massive, and it was dark. And Rob was like, "No, I don't want to go down here. There's this burnt woman that comes out. I don't want to go down here." And I'm like, "No. Like we have to go here to go to the town. Like we have to go through here." And we've started walking, and Rob's like, "She's here, she's coming." And it was this burnt woman, but she was like, wasn't a woman, but had like that scream of those, you know, those things I was saying about the other day. Yeah, like spirit walkers or something. You know, those things.
Skinwalkers.
Skinwalkers, right? But it was like that. She was burnt, but you couldn't tell physically whether she was male or female, like they were male or female, right? Like, but he just referred to her as a woman. And she was walking on all fours and she walked straight past us. And I was like, hang on a second. Like, you shouldn't be here. And they've turned around and they've looked at me. And I kind of stopped and I was like, you can't be here. Anyway, then they ran towards the town. I'm like, Rob, we've got to go. We've got to stop her from going to the town. So we ran to the town. As we're following her, this gives me goosebumps talking about it. As we're following them, I should say, they turn into. Sorry, there's a little girl that runs across the road to this house, and the being, the thing, was like standing behind that little girl. I don't know who the little girl was, and was peering behind this bush. Anyway, she runs back across the road to her house, and then I'm like about to go in the house and say like, "Hey, are you okay?" And she's talking to this being, but you can't see the burnt being anymore. And they're like, "No, I don't want to go outside. I don't like going outside when it's dark." Now, normally I would wake up from that because that's when I woke up. I was like, this isn't cool. Right. Normally I'd wake up from that and I would be in a panic. My heart would be racing. I'd be sweating. Like things would be chaotic for me. But I woke up and I was like, all right, well, that was, not real, obviously. All right. So let's, and, but the thing I'm trying to get at, the ability for me to go back to sleep after a nightmare last night versus any other previous nightmares, and that was a different kind of nightmare for me. I don't have, do you know what I mean? Like it was
That
the
wasn't
ability for
just
me to go back to sleep
nightmare.
was amazing,
Oh, then you fell back to sleep and you were like,
and I felt amazing. And I woke up like I didn't feel fatigued. I woke up, I was refreshed. I was like, do you know? Whereas normally it takes me hours to go back to sleep after a nightmare.
How often do you have nightmares?
Very, very rarely.
And
Very, very rarely.
what constitutes a nightmare for you?
Something that I don't particularly like. No, but it's
So,
like
like,
a nightmare is something that I wake up from where my heart, like it's in a panic state. That's what I would refer to as a nightmare. Sometimes, do you know what I mean?
so yeah, so we know scientifically in slow wave dreams, we don't have emotions attached to them, right? Like even in REM, as far as I know, there are no emotions involved until we wake up. And that's when our adrenaline kicks back in, and that's when we're like, right? Right. And that's when we're like, oh shit, what just happened? But I want to dig into this dream because it sounds more like a dream. It sounds more than a dr it sounds more than just a dream.
It's see, normally I would be like, I would not have pursued this thing. I would have been like, not see ya. Like if I had a choice in this life and I saw that, I'd be like, well, no, we're not
We got
going
to
down
get
that
the
road.
hell out of here.
Exactly, right? But it was like, no, I had to stop this thing from going into the town. And I don't know, I just kept telling them, like, hey, you can't be here. Like, But normally I would have this attachment to that as well. Like, this is the thing. I woke up without this attachment too. Like, I'd have this attachment to that dream, and I would make it mean something. Whereas I think last night I woke up and I was like, oh, well, that's not real. Like, all right, you know, I'm okay, you know, back to sleep.
It was just a dream.
Yeah. Yeah. But who knows? Maybe in another world, I was like, hey, you can't be here. I don't know. Right. Like,
so your perception of it had changed. Like, the one thing that I always talk about when I talk to people about dream time is you wake up from them.
Mm.
Right. So I've never had a challenge with having disturbing dreams, because I'm like, oh, and then I wake up.
Yeah.
And it's not real for this three dimension. So yeah, it's just kind of curious, right? Like, your perception of it was different than other ones.
Yeah. But it was like, I don't know. I feel like this energy just helped me
process it differently.
Yeah, that's it, right? Like when Lionsgate's on, so many things come up and I'm able to process and just go back to sleep. Like that entire Lionsgate, I don't know what it is about that energy. Well, I do know. It's, you know, Sirius coming down and
yeah.
But it,
you know what it is.
You know what it is. But like it's a different way of processing things. Whereas I feel like if I had have had that dream two nights before, I feel like it would have been a different thing again, the way that I would have responded. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like with this new moon, with the eclipse, like it's all helped with last night.
Soothe things. Now.
Yeah.
Because and things have been so tumultuous. Mm. And then all of a sudden it comes and it's like, hey, let's just give you a little break, even if it's for a day or two.
Right.
Like, y'all don't think that it's going to be calm anymore. It's going to go back to being chaos. But just a little, like, we're going to give you a little hug. It's slowing down because of Mercury and it being in Taurus and stuff, which is going to give it like that nice soothing, like chill pill. But
yeah,
it's not like things aren't going to like really slow down.
Well, no, they're not. They're only going to amp up, aren't they? You know?
Yeah, they are. They're going to amp which up is a lot.
Yeah. And it's exciting to be a part of humanity this time around with what is happening, because I feel like this time is so different to the past events that have occurred like this, with everything, the way that we've been moving, the direction. Do you know what I mean? And so like,
so the time we were here was about 500 years ago, which would have put us in, right? Which would have put us in what year?
1500s.
1500s?
Mm.
Really?
Yeah, 500 years ago. We're in 2020. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're good at astrology, but not like we can talk to the stars.
I'm like, what? Are you for sure? The accountant over here. So let's look. So it would have been 1523.
Which was all around, wasn't that around like, when was the Renaissance? 1600s?
Well, you could go there. Like, right? We could go there. We could also look at Mayan cultures. We could look at, you know, the cultures back then. Where, you know, like,
but North. How much, right? But how much of, I'm always curious about this, right? Like, how much of the written history and the spoken history has not been passed on, has been blocked and stopped and, you know, lost over burnt. Time as well? Yes.
Destroyed.
Right?
Storytelling like, has not, but yeah.
But they also tried to stop that a lot, didn't they? Like, there's kind of like they had to go underground to tell their story for a bit. You know, so there's a lot of it that's lost that I feel like is like a missing piece to the history that we don't know because we're not taught it, because we don't, well, we do know on some level, right? But
you know, if you don't where remember.
Do you, so we're talking about our physical body reincarnated 500 years ago in the 1500s. And we can intuitively, like, my thing is that, let's go there. Like, okay, we come to Earth every 1500s, but there's other dimensions of what Earth was like during the 500 years ago. Like, there are so many infinite possibilities of the experience in which I'm having here on this Earth right now. And some of them do not even, like, COVID never happened, right? Like, there are so many different possibilities. And so then I think on this Earth in the 500 years ago, like, where do I believe that this physical body was manifested in? Like, do I believe that it was in Northern Europe, or would it have been in South and Central America? Like, I know where I feel absolutely at home. Like, that's the reason I studied in art history. I studied Mayan and Aztec culture, right? Like, Mayans were like me. So when everyone was like going to Europe after graduation, I was like, fuck that. I'm going to Mexico City. I'm going to go see all the Mayan. Like, I'm going to go home.
Yeah.
Not that they were precious individuals. They were tyrants, right? Of their own people, but, you know, but it, the culture wasn't, but the governmental system was pretty harsh. Anyway,
well, you know, what government system isn't, right? Right? Like, what government system in all of documented history isn't.
So. Yeah, right. So I'm like, where was I? Where was I? I, you know, and what was I doing? And where was I living? And what was I cultivating? And but also, importantly, what was happening in the world back then? We think that this is, like, we're going through a huge cultural change on the Earth in this time.
But yeah, it's an exciting time, I think, when these events occur, because it's like, it's the forcing of people to evolve. It's like the energy is pulling you there, whether you and you can resist it, and that creates even more of what you don't want. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's there's like a, I don't know, I feel like as humans, we're so conflicted anyway with, like, all the different things coming at us. But it's like, you know, we want to evolve, but we've got to go through and we've got to deal with all the things that we've been, you know, conditioned not to. So it's like, it's not a hard process. It's not an easy process. It's just a way to evolve, right? To allow those things to drop off. And there's probably a lot of people that are resisting it. Like, I would have resisted the dream. Do you know what I mean? But the energy that we're moving into, especially, and it only really accelerates from here on out for the next, you know, what are we, 2023? So, like, the next
100 years?
4 years. Well, 3-4 years, it accelerates really quickly, you know. And during that time, I'm really glad it's going to accelerate, because it's also going to bring up so many different things, like, so many different things that people are not going to, like, people are going to be blindsided, I feel like. Like, there's a lot of, you're not going to see this coming, but it's going to be good for everyone kind of thing. You know, it's the destruction.
It's going to feel like shit at the time, but then shortly after, it will be good.
Yeah. And it's like, that gives me goosebumps. Like, it's like, it accelerates, and it feels like it's accelerating for a reason for us to move through this. And it's like, it's bringing you with everyone. Like, it's, if you're not on the path, it's like, it's bringing you with it. It's calling you, it's pulling you to be on the path. Do you know what I mean? Like,
part of the movement.
Yeah. Like, it's like,
not sit still and watch it happen.
Yeah. And then it begs the question, like, can anyone really, like, people want to shut their doors and stay inside, but can you really sit still? Like, can you really stop? Because time is the illusion, right? But it's like, we're always moving, expansion and contraction, right? If we look at the universe, energy itself is always expanding and contracting. Like, I did the email about, like, with the Taurus, right? So that it's always expanding and retracting. It's coming back in. Like, contraction and expansion is life. You know, it's like the yin and the yang. It's always moving around each other. You look at the physical act of procreation is expansion and contraction, right? Like, it's in our life without us realizing it. And it's like, you can shut the doors and you can live in a cave and you can try to avoid it, but you're either expanding or contracting. And it's through that that is going to have the biggest impact on your life, whether you choose to expand right now or whether you choose to contract. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. When you're going through this process, because I know there's a lot of different ways to, and I know journaling's really big, and I recently have been writing incredibly transparent for myself, like just like guttural, crazy. I'm really liking it, but
let it out.
Right. And like what I wrote this morning, I was like, oh shit. Not that I would like, I'm not going to say I'm a poet. I'm not a writer. It's not what I do, but I just wrote it and I like it because when I read it, I go, fuck yeah. Right. Like I'm like, fuck the man. I was just like, everything I wrote this morning was all about, I have it right in front of me. It's like, you want me to read it to you? It's very short.
Mm-hmm. Please do.
It's called I Tripped.
Oh,
that's what I called it. And y'all, this is not poetry. I just want to preface and say that it is not about any one specific person. Three times catches my attention, telling me to either hold on for dear life or let go. How do I know which one to choose? I always lay my bet on let go of the fucking rope. I never land on my feet, broken bones and bruises. I've gotten used to the fall. It doesn't hurt anymore. I jump to my feet and walk it off, completely knowing I am capable, never giving my power away to anyone. I'd rather piss my life away than accuse you of being responsible for any of my decisions I've made in life. It's my life. You can think what you want, care or not. I don't see you. You don't matter to me. I'm unhappy without the drama of taking care of you. You're not my responsibility. You never have been. I'm amazed at how long I hung on. Fear of falling again? It's okay if you believe you cut the rope. I want you to think that it was your decision, fully knowing all the while it was mine. I'm better at pushing you away than leaving you behind. I always have been. Not because I care, but because it makes me feel more powerful to know that I can make your decision up before you know it, before you realize it yourself. I didn't trip, you did.
So my eyes started to water. So the power in those words, that is a poem. That is but that's the thing, right? Like when you wrote it, you were tapped in, yeah? Like you were dialed in and that was coming through.
Yeah, that's always
for a reason.
And I'm like, wow, that's not like, I'm just letting shit flow. Because like the energy in this period, like we were talking about, that's not about one particular person. It's not it's about all me.
And think of cycles, right? Like we have these, how can I put this? Energy is energy, right? Energy is everything. It is everywhere. It is always existent. We have these cycles that we go through, though, and we can carry stagnant energy and pull that forward with us into this lifetime. And so it's not like we're fully, not everyone is fully cleansed. And I'm not talking in a biblical sense, right? I'm not talking in that sense. But not everyone, like people can bring forth like karmic pasts. And so, you know, when we think of it this way, how many lifetimes have we been through and how many things have we pulled through? Like that could be clearing karmic past, that alone. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And the fact that you wrote it today, we're on this call, you know, you felt the need to bring it up. Somebody needed to hear that as well. And I feel like I'm really glad that you read it out loud, because it's like, rather than just saying, oh, here, have a look, you know what I mean? Because that is really powerful within itself to clear those.
Like, for myself. More to,
yes.
I read it out loud to myself a number of times, but I haven't read it out loud to somebody else, which makes a difference.
But you see, I felt the power of the words. Like, and for those who don't know, like, you're in the States, I'm in Australia. Like, we are many, many, many miles away. But, you know, isn't that like an energetic thing? Like, the power of those words shifted something in me, because, again, like, I always go off, you know, that tear of inspiration. My eyes tend to respond to very, like, when things are shifting.
I opened up that vortex. I pulled back the ethereal river. We were connected. Okay, here's the interesting thing. So those of you that don't know, yesterday I woke up and I had, like, I wrote about these tentacles and they were in me. But I woke up yesterday and I had this energy. Those of you that listened to the last podcast, I was telling about how I'm going through this ancestral energetic release. And this is part of it. This is part of the process. It's a new stage in it. So I've been working through all the rest. But then yesterday I woke up and it was like the remnants of things that had, like, the final pull of this ancestral energy and getting it out. And it was like, it wasn't scary. It wasn't bad. It was just thick and dense. And it was like tar tentacles reaching inside of me with little, like, legs, right? And so I would take the energy and I had to work it out until all of those tentacles was released. Did it. Even when I think about it right now, it makes my head itch. But I got rid of it. And I didn't do it alone. Simone helped me think about, like, help me work through it. And then my new wall helped me work through stuff and whatnot. And so I got it. It's gone. But isn't it interesting that in my poem today, I talk about a rope.
And letting go of the rope, right? You'd rather let it go. And then have you believe that it was your decision. Yes. Yeah.
I didn't realize, like, I didn't correlate the amount of release that it's probably another reason why I woke up feeling so good, right? Let's be honest. I forgot I had to do all that yesterday. That was a lot of work. but we sometimes don't realize the ramifications of letting go of such dense energy and how it will materialize into even more powerful things to influence us. Because when I was writing that, I'm like, good God, this sounds mean. I'm like, but I'm doing it.
Right? Right? Like,
and then I was like, I like that. It feels good. And this is what I mean by I like my writing, because I feel it, right? I always have enjoyed the feeling of my writing. This, I want to tell you this, Julia Louise Dreyfus, I think is her name, the woman that's the comedian that was on Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
She and Vep or whatever, I can't remember what it was called. She was in this movie and it was just nominated. And I think it might've even won at either Sundance or Cannes. I can't remember. And it's about this woman that is a writer and she's written all these books. And in her marriage, she finds out after a very long marriage that her husband doesn't like her writing. And I was like, that's a really interesting concept for a movie. Like the amount of trust or whatever, like whatever. Like I told my husband, because sometimes I'll read him my writing and I said, I don't care if he likes it. But also what I know is that my husband and I, like, he'll read me his stuff and I'll be like, yeah, I can appreciate it. right? I can appreciate it. It might not be like, it doesn't have to resonate with me. You know, Brian, like he's all like pretty words and shit. And sometimes I'm like, I don't know what that means. What define that word for me? Cause I don't know. Right. But sometimes he'll, and I'm like, yeah, it doesn't matter what I think, but I can appreciate it and I can respect his, right? Mm. So today I was like, we were driving and I remembered that movie. I was like, oh, the movie I want to see. And I'm like, do you like my writing? And he's like, that's a loaded question. And I was like, I know. And then I told him about the movie. And then I'm like, honestly, I don't care if you do or not. I do. I don't care if anyone likes my writing. I'm not writing it. Like, I don't ever think that I'm not going to be publishing any poetry book.
But you know what, though? Like, isn't that like the thing? Why do we feel the need to write things that other people are going to resonate? Like, it's going to make sense. Like, all it has to do, and that's the thing. Like, we are primarily independent beings. We are a part of the collection and we are one is all. I get that. And I do acknowledge that. And I totally believe that. But at the same time, we're independent. So we're our own universe right here, right now. Energetically speaking, everything revolves around us. Like that saying, the world doesn't revolve around you. Well, actually it does to the individual, you know, and then we're just a collective mass all in one. But like, so when we write, it's like, we're taught to write for other people. And it's like, why can't I write? Why can't I say, why can't I express what feels right for me in that moment? Like, that's what it should be. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And then you think like, we've talked about this before. Really, does anything else exist?
Mm.
Does it? Like, if you're not in my sight, do you really exist? Because my perception is a thing. My perception is a thing that creates the reality of it.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Like, if a tree falls in the woods, does it make a noise? No, it does not. But at the same time, if a tree falls in Alaska, it has a repercussion, you know, it has the...
I was just about to say the energetically it does. Energetically it does.
Right.
Because it is that effect, that ripple.
Right.
That... And I'm doing this. I'm doing the infinity sign because it is. It's like an infinity. Just keeps rippling. You know, so yes, it's a deep question. You want to go there?
Let's go do it. Because I'm like, it's, you know, like it really is. Like, if my father is transitioned, did he ever really exist outside of my perception?
Well, then... Yes, I want to say yes, but did he exist in the same form? This, like, as an example, what I want to get at is
did my mother, you know what I'm saying? Is it all created from my whole perception and what I want to be true in this life?
Well, you've heard, like, surely you've had it explained by the movie theater, right? Like, you go into a movie theater, you're watching a movie play out of your life, and you see you're the main character, and you see all the other characters, like your mom, dad, family, friends, your life. And then you walk in out of that cinema and you go to the next one because you see your mom sitting in there or your dad sitting in there. And you start to sit down with them and you start to watch their movie. And all of a sudden, you're not the main character, which is fine, but they see you as a different way than you see yourself. Do you know what I mean? So, like, when we talk about perception, so then you've got all, you know, and you're like, but that's not me, but to them, that is you. And then you go into the next one, it's your mom, you know, like it's someone else, and you're watching the movie with them, and you're like, you get really curious, like, ah, you see me. And it could even be like, we see ourselves physically different. We would describe ourselves different. We've had this has been done with many artists, right? We describe ourselves one way, but people see us a different way. And so it does come down to perception. And then that question of, do I exist outside of my reality? Because you're different in someone else's reality. And then we look at, you know, a quantum plane of infinite possibility. You can exist anyway and every way at the same time.
No way.
Exactly. And so it's like, you know, it opens up for a lot of discussion, a lot of interpretation, a lot of, you know, people bring their own perspective and perception to it, right? And then, you know, we have the heavily conditioned response of, well, of course, you know, we're taught that trees fall and they make noise.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So then it goes back to that, this is what we're taught. And it's like, well, if we can broaden our minds a little bit from what we're taught to what we connect with ourselves and come to know, there's a difference.
And I say all the time, you fought to be here. Yeah. I tell people that, and my mom said this ever since I was born, I chose my name. I came out and she was like, no, this is her name. Right.
Yeah.
We say we chose our parents.
Mm.
Did we create our parents? Do you see what I'm saying? Like, look at it on the bigger scale. We chose to be here as luminous beings. We put a predetermined pattern down on this earth that we were going to travel before we even got here.
And we are master creators.
And if I like chose to come down here at this time and it's a predetermined pattern and everything that blah, blah, blah. Well, then would any of this even exist without me? Do you see what I'm saying?
I'd love to have this conversation with someone who has, with our shaman as an example, like tell me your thought. Yeah. Or, you know, like even someone that has crossed over but come back, you know, like people experience death, they die on the table as an example, but they come back. Because when they die on the table, it's not like there's a time.
My dad died.
Do you know what I mean?
He died and came back. I had a conversation with them.
Yeah. Did he talk to you about that?
Mm-hmm.
See, it's, I'm very curious about that aspect. I'm getting no, but it all exists. As in, like, it's all, as in, no, it doesn't without our, it doesn't without our input, but then it already all exists. So therefore, everything exists.
We don't always choose to come back to Earth. Sometimes we choose to go somewhere else.
Mm. Well, there are, okay, you know, we've got a multitude of places to go, and that could even be, you know, for us, it could look like a constellation.
And time is a social construct. So is it really 500 years?
Well, it's cyclical. But I always thought it was around 400 because I know that's when we have these key shifts.
Okay, because Mandy was like 500. And I was like, who picks these numbers?
So I always thought,
who picks the numbers? Tell me.
Yeah. Right? You know, we could, I guess we get to decide, don't we? You know, but like it's, I always thought it was around 400 because I know the cycles, with the major shifts in energy tend to be around 400 years. And I'm not saying that's hard and fast. That's just based on, you
history.
Know, an energetic cycle.
Oh.
No, well, actually a shift in it. Like, so if we were to take the position of the sun, the moon, like if we were to look at everything, I'm not an expert in astrology, so I don't want to just talk about, like, you know, astrology itself. But like, if we were to take the cycles themselves, it's like a 400-year cycle where we not renew, but it's like we're in this for, you know, we're here, then we wait, then we come back at that new cycle. Does that make sense? And it's not at that new cycle because, like, look at us here. We're coming to the end of one cycle. We're going to live. Which is really exciting. We're living through the end of a cycle, which is why everything is speeding up, which is why everything is happening, why everything is changing. And so 2027, we're moving into a new cycle. And so, like, this is where we're at the end of the cycle. Doesn't mean that we're going to be at the end of the next cycle either, mm-hmm. but it does, that cycle is going to carry out, and the things that need to happen are going to carry out, and the, you know, evolving will occur over the next, you know, 400 years. And then we go into a new cycle.
How does the end of a cycle, like how long does an end of a cycle take? So you say 4 years from now is the end of a cycle. Like, is it like on this day at midnight it ends, or like, how does that work?
I wish I had a hard and fast answer for that. I wish I was like, oh, on the 12th of June,
July 27th.
At 1 a.m. Australian Eastern.
But I mean, in the concept itself, like, is it like a hard stop and then another, like it begins, or is it like a series that, like, we're at the end now and it's processing and then it comes to a close? Does that make sense?
Yeah. So it's like, I feel like energy is never like a hard and fast line because everything's moving, right? So it's like a blending, and we're in that merging of these two cycles now. So we're in the change that's happening now. So it's not a fast overnight, you go to sleep and reset. I think that, you know, that's more like a AI sort of thing. Do you know what I mean? Like a reprogram, like Westworld overnight. So we're in the merge of this now. And then there's a couple of things that, you know, are predicted for us to experience, you know, but the change of the cycle is occurring now. It's not like going to be at this time, this day in particular, we're going to complete it, but it is 2027 is the year of the completion of the old and fully into the new. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm, it does.
Because it's not like, you know, nothing is ever solid. Even like the computer or the desk I'm sitting at, it's not solid. You know, if we look at energy, particles are always moving. So, you know, energy is always moving. So therefore we can't have a solid sleep. This happens.
End point.
It'd be nice, but it doesn't work that way. You know, we'd miss out on so much.
I was looking to see if anyone online, we are streaming this live to my Facebook profile. Yeah. Oh my God, we've already been on for like 42 minutes.
Isn't that when you're having fun, time flies, right?
Bingo.
Thanks for listening to this entire podcast. If you love helping others, then please share this via your social media with friends and family. If you found value in it, they will too. Also, if you have questions, I'm here for you. You can email me questions to thecosmicvalkyrie@gmail.com. I might even use one of your questions on future podcast episodes. Also, I do have a personal request. I believe that we are all here to help each other heal, grow, and evolve. So let's help more people. If you would please, leave a nice review on iTunes. It will help the algorithms, and I would be forever grateful. And through your assistance, we could transform more lives.